Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome this morning. Such a beautiful day out there after some of the cold stuff we've had. Enjoy it. The announcements are in the bulletin, but just highlight a couple. I thought last week I was supposed to go to Amy Holt, but actually it didn't happen last week because it was on the wrong place in my calendar. I get to go today at 1 o'clock. We have a full Wednesday with confirmation and choir and bells and can't think of anything else, but that's plenty. And then on Thursday, the Bible studies and I have a ministerial meeting. There are a couple of announcements. One of them has to do with the fall event that's coming up. Did you want to make an announcement about that or did you pass that out? Okay.
Well, and there's a sign-up sheet in there.
Okay, and the sign-up sheet is on the table in there. And I'll tell you what, there's this delicious-looking cake that almost didn't make it through the service. I almost dug into it. It's really good-looking. So keep that in mind for after the service. You can wait that long. Other announcements? Yes.
Hey guys, I need help, a lot of help. On Friday and Saturday of this week and Friday and Saturday of next week, I am having a garage sale. And I have got so many treasures that I know that you guys cannot live without. They are just, oh, I tell you, if you don't believe me, ask Nancy and John. They just kind of went. But anyhow, I have lots of tools. Both of my husbands were contractors, so I have tools like you would not believe. I've just got lots of treasures. So please come and help me. I take stuff out, you know, and think, okay, I got this cleaned out, and I go back in that room and be darned if there's more stuff again. So please come and help. Friday at 3 to 7, so that anybody that works will have a good chance to pick up the treasures too. And on Saturday from, I'm going to say 9 o'clock because I know at 8:30 somebody will be there until about 3. So both weekends, and if there's anything left, I might even have another weekend. I'm having so much fun.
All right. Other announcements? Yes.
Ladies group meets at 1 o'clock this week, too.
At 1 o'clock on Wednesday? Yes. Okay. All right. Then let's begin. Let's stand and turn to the confession, which is on the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the aid of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done
and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you
with our whole heart.
We have not
loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Hymn number 863. feet in depths of burning light. How wonderful, how beautiful the sight of thee must be. Thy endless wealth of promise, love, and awesome purity. No earthly father loves like thee, no mother e'er so mild. Bears and forbears as thou hast done with me, thy sinful child. Yet may I love thee too, O Lord, almighty as thou art. For thou hast stooped to ask of me what of my poor heart. My God, how wonderful thou art, thou everlasting friend. On thee I stay my trusting heart till faith in vision end. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast
of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Victory.
When we are empty, fill us. When we are weak in faith, strengthen us. When we are cold in love, warm us, that with fervor we may love our neighbor and serve them for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Habakkuk. Injustice and violence in the time leading up to the Babylonian exile move this prophet to lament. How can a good and all-powerful God see evil in the world and seemingly remain indifferent? God answers by proclaiming that the wicked will perish, but the righteous will live by faith. The oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen? Or cry to you, violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. Soon the law becomes slack, and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, judgment comes forth perverted. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come, and it will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 37 responsibly. Do not be provoked by evildoers. Do not be jealous of those who do wrong.
For they shall soon wither like the grass, and like the green grass fade away.
Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and find safe pasture.
Take delight in the Lord, who shall give you your heart's desire.
Commit your way to the Lord, put your trust in the Lord, and see what God will do.
The Lord will make your vindication as clear as the light, and the justice of your case like the noonday sun.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently. Do not be provoked by the one who prospers, the one who succeeds in evil schemes.
Refrain from anger. Leave rage alone. Do not be provoked. It leads only to evil.
For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord shall possess the land. The second reading is from the first chapter of 2 Timothy. This message written from Paul to Timothy is a personal message of encouragement. In the face of hardship and persecution, Timothy is reminded that his faith is a gift of God. He is encouraged to exercise that faith with the help of the Holy Spirit. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Jesus Christ, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Jesus Christ before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and for this reason I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Jesus Christ. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. According to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted into the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave, who has just come in from plowing or tending a sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what is commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'You are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" That's the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
You may be seated. Now, you might have noticed, I'm not sure, but I think that was the wrong gospel, wasn't it? Was that from the 18th chapter?
Yeah.
Was it the right one? Okay. Very good. Sometimes I look at that and I think, whoa, that wasn't what I thought about. One of the comedians made a statement about, as he started his routine, and said, "I started out as a kid." Well, duh. Is there anyone here who didn't start out as a kid? I mean, anybody pop into life full-blown and fully grown? Of course we all started out as kids. And as kids, we remember what it's like, or if we don't remember back then, I remember what it was like when I was raising kids. There's that age where everything is why. Remember walking with my three-year-old, and we came across this dead squirrel, and he wanted to pick it up and play with it. I said, "No, you can't do that. Why?" "Well, it's dead." "Well, why?" "Because somebody ran over it." "Why? Why? Why?" Everything is why, and it doesn't stop at age three. Yeah, most of us who have kids know that it continues on and on and on all through life. Why? Do you remember a song, I don't know if you sang it when you were in Luther League or in the youth group, but we used to sing all the time called "Tell Me Why." You know that song? Well, if you know the harmony, sing the harmony with me too. Oops, it's the right key.
Why the stars do shine? Tell me why the ivy twines? Tell me why the skies are blue? And I will tell you just why I love you.
question, why, is one that has been asked through the ages. It started out in the Garden of Eden. Remember? Adam and Eve said, why, God, why can't we eat that fruit? And God said, because I'm your father, I'm your creator, and I told you not to. But it doesn't stop there. Most of us as parents know what it's like when the kids reach that age where they question everything. You send them out to bring in the mail or pick up, pick some things in the garden, and they say, why? And you finally reach that point of having to say, because I'm your father and I said so. Well, God reaches that point too. And, you know, Cain kills Abel. And Cain says to God, why am I supposed to be my brother's keeper? Abraham wasn't any better. Why did you choose me to be the father of many nations? I don't even have a kid of my own. Jeremiah is a young prophet. Well, he isn't a prophet. He's a teenager. Those who have teenagers understand what that was like. Jeremiah is probably laying up there on his rooftop, getting a few Z's because he was up the night before too long, and probably getting a tan so that he looks good for the girls. When God says, Jeremiah, I want you to go to the king and give him the message that I have for him. And Jeremiah says, why me? I'm just a kid. And God says, come on, Jeremiah. I knew you before you were even born. Go and do what I told you to do. In our first reading today, Habakkuk is the one asking the question. God, why are you making me watch this injustice and this violence and persecution and all of the things that are going on in our world? Why don't you do something? And God gives him a message. It's a song now, too. I realize I've got more songs for this sermon than I normally do. But he says, write this vision. Write this vision. You can write it on your heart, so all who see it there can read it. Write this vision, though the time is yet to start, so we can understand and need it. Write this vision, the just will live by faith. Write this vision, the just will live by faith. That's our mission, oh do not hesitate. Write this vision, the time is getting late. So Habakkuk is told by God that there is going to be a day of judgment, a day of reckoning. And it's what I call the divine because, therefore. Have you ever noticed that everything has a consequence? If we don't follow the word of God, there are consequences. And up to this point, Habakkuk is saying, God, I'm seeing all this horrible stuff going on around me. The world is falling apart. And you're not doing anything about it. And God tells Habakkuk, the time is coming. Write it down so that you remember that I've told you the day is coming when there will be judgment. Because they have done evil, therefore. Isaiah is one of those prophets who writes to the people who are in exile. The people in exile are the ones asking the why. Why, God? Why did you bring us to a God-forsaken land like this? Why are we taken away from our homes and losing everything? And Isaiah has to write back and he says, because you brought it on yourself. Because you were evil, and you did not do what God called you to do. God calls each of us to be his servants in the world. And there are those around us who are getting away with murder.
well, even worse things than that. But Habakkuk reminds us that there is a time when that will be changed. Listen again. Write this vision, you can write it on your heart, so all who see it there can read it. Write this vision, though the time is yet to start, so we can understand and heed it. Write this vision, the just will live by faith. That's our mission, oh, do not hesitate. Write this vision, the time is getting late. God's kingdom is coming soon. Why? Because God loves us. You know, in that song, we sang the first part of it. Maybe you ought to sing the second part. Why? Why did God love... tell me why the stars do shine. Okay. Now we have to change keys. So. Because God made the stars to shine. Because God made the ivy twine. Because God made the oceans blue. Because God made you, that's why I love you. There's a parable that Jesus told about two men standing in the temple, and they're praying. The one is a Pharisee. Now, remember, the Pharisees, going all the way back to 150 years before Christ, was a group that developed because of the fact that they were had been in exile. And they formed a group who were studying the law, who knew the law. Unfortunately, they kept adding to it themselves for their own convenience. And this is where the synagogue system starts up. But there's a Pharisee who is steeped in the law, and he's feeling really good. And he brags about the fact that, Lord, I'm so righteous, you know, God. I've done everything right. And I know that I'm going to be taken care of by you because I've been so good. Meanwhile, there's a tax collector standing over there, and he's beating his breast, and he says, oh, God, be gracious to me. I'm a miserable sinner. And Jesus says, indeed, this one will go home justified, whereas the other one will not, because he's building himself up for a fall. And that's what many people do. Build themselves up to the point where there's nothing left. And God calls all of us into a new relationship with him, one in which we can be honest with the fact that, what do we deserve? You know, what do we really deserve? Because deep down, we have to recognize we are sinful and unclean and in need of God's mercy. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus didn't come because we were so good. Jesus came because we were so bad. And he was willing to take upon himself the suffering of us all. If, for instance, we take that song and I write a few more verses for it, like this. Tell me why you worship God. Tell me why you tithe or don't. Thank you. God calls us to be his hands in the world. And we can't puff ourselves up and say, oh, we've done it all. Because he's the one who has done it all and called us into his kingdom to be his people in his world. May we serve as God's hands, and may we be able to answer that question. Why? What is it about this that tells us what we are doing? Because if we are honest with ourselves and we ask the question, what did we do to deserve all of this? The answer is nothing. He did it all. It's kind of like that Kris Kristofferson song, Why Me, Lord? What did I ever do? Actually, the answer is nothing. You, Lord, you did it all. That's the good news. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Questions are.
Right.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. Better put it over here so I can remember it. I gave my love a chicken that had no bone. I gave my love a ring that has no end. I gave my love a baby. That's no crying. So here's the question. How can there be a cherry that has no stone? How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can there be a ring that has no end? How can there be a baby that never cries? Oh, God made them, yeah. Well, how can there be a cherry that doesn't have a pit in it? Somebody may have taken it out, I suppose. Yeah, that would be one cherry. But a cherry, when it's blooming, when it's a little flower, yeah, God made it in a flower, and there's no stone in that yet. Right? Okay, how about the chicken that doesn't have bones? What is it? Where does the chicken come from?
An egg.
Are there any bones in an egg? No. Okay. How about a ring that has no end? If you roll a ring, does it keep going? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have an end, does it? It just keeps going. All right, well, I think I have a verse for that, too. A cherry, when it's blooming, it has no stone. A chicken, when it's pippin, it has no bone. A ring, when it's rolling, it has no end. A baby, when it's sleeping, does it cry when it's sleeping? No, it has no cry. And God made all of them, right? So we have to say, thank you, God, for everything that there is and all of the mysteries of life, right? Let's say that to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for babies and cherries and all of the wonderful things that you make, and all the mysteries that you create for us. Amen. All right, you can have a seat. Oh, there was one more thing. Can I ask you guys, we don't have any of the confirmation students here, would you be willing to take the noisy offering later? Okay, when we have that, I'll let you carry that for us. Okay? Super. Super. Now, what did I... lost my head. trying to do too many things this morning. Let's stand and turn to the confession of our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Knowing the one in whom we trust, and with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. Are there people you'd like to include in our prayers today?
Lynn?
Esther. Then let us pray. Increase the faith of your church. Give us courage when we are reticent to share that love. Renew in us your holy calling according to your own purpose and grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Tend the garden of your creation that teems with all kinds of life. Restore us as caretakers of animals and plants, mindful of the generations to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Destruction and violence are ever before us, and strife and contention rise up in many nations. Draw to yourself all the people of the world, emboldening them to strive for peaceful and just solutions to conflict. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You promise life and wholeness to those who wait patiently for you, and you hear those who cry out to you for help. Heal the sick, bind up the brokenhearted, and attend to all in need of your care. We pray especially for Lynn and Esther and those we name in our hearts before you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Rekindle your gift of love in this community. Bind together in Christ the weak and the strong, those with little faith and those with much. Help us to respond to one another with Christ-like compassion. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember with gratitude the faithful who have guided the next generations. Gather us all, your holy ones, into the eternal, risen life in Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Peace be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
There as I have won. sown, that we may be fed with the bread of life. Gather the hopes and the dreams of all, unite them with the prayers we offer now. Grace our table with your presence and give us a foretaste of the feast to come.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
The Lord's Prayer, the traditional Lord's Prayer this morning.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Haste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated and come forward as you prepare. Please stand as you are able. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy, you would strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another,
For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, dismiss us with your blessing. Special music, so please be there. We will not have a service here. Okay? So let's go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.